Our guest in the cafe this morning is Greenville veterinarian Dr. Carrie McCreary of the Greenville Animal Hospital. Good morning.
Good morning.
I sent you an article here recently about getting information about pets online, and in particular, if you think there's something wrong with your pet, dog, cat, whatever. I think we all now have the habit of going online first and then see what we can find. And there's nothing wrong with that in particular, but of course you have to be careful about the information that that you get online, don't you?
Yeah, you do. And I'm not going to lie, my son is 9, and so with my first child that I had, anytime I would have a concern, I would look it up online, right? I don't have to look up animal stuff because I know.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I do, I know the right places to look.
Right.
But, and I just would terrify myself to a point where my husband was like, you got to stop doing that.
Yep.
You're getting out of control.
Yep.
I think we kind of, you know, media is so into scare tactics nowadays, and there's so much false information. I think we're kind of, it's bad. We're getting to that point with our animals especially, too.
Yeah. I think that you make a great point is that a lot of times, rather than making you feel better about the situation, it opens up all kinds of possibilities that you didn't even think of and maybe don't even relate to the particular situation at hand. And it causes anxiety.
Yeah, because it's like, well, your pet could have diarrhea because it ate your mulch in your backyard, or it could have cancer.
Right.
And you're like, oh, my, you know, you start freaking out. I mean, that's the normal reaction to something like that.
Yeah,
for sure.
This particular article says 3 out of 4 people go to the internet before calling their veterinarians. And I'm sure that you get that. People come to you and say, well, I looked this up online on Google, and then maybe they have a pretty good idea of what's going on. But then again, maybe
every
they don't.
Every day. It happens every single day.
Sure.
And there's totally nothing wrong with that. But then it's when you get different advice, just know that, you know, the advice that you read on the internet may not be right. And I think the difference nowadays is that anybody can put anything out there, and the general population do not know how to look for real information.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean is, like, when I go to look something up, right, on one of my resources, everything is peer-reviewed. It's a peer-reviewed journal article, which means a conglomerate of experts in this field have reviewed this article, and it's been, you know, through everything to say that this was a real study and this is legit. But now, you know, I can't tell you how many of just my relatives and stuff will text me pictures of, you know, something random on Facebook that's like, these Asian beetles are killing dogs, they're getting in their mouth. I mean, that's continual.
I have read that.
Yes, see? And it's just because you were scrolling Facebook and it's like people are tagging and then they're sharing and then it's got, you know, 2,000 shares and it just spreads like wildfire. It's nuts. It's crazy.
Yeah, I have read that particular story.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking with Dr. Carrie McCreary with the Greenville Animal Hospital. And well, this particular article does get into some particular ways of evaluating the information that you find. Does the page belong to a company selling a product? And I think that may be an issue.
You know, if you have to scroll through like 10 random kind of related pet products that they're trying to sell, move on.
Right. The article here recommends looking for information from a government agency, a professional organization, university, that these are going to tend to be more reliable sources.
Yeah, so true. And also, you know, we have very specific places that we will send clients for information because we know that everything on these websites or whatever has been reviewed and it's legit. And so the big deal, too, is just talk to your vet. I mean, and it's not, if you just are not sure if you need to bring it in or if it's a problem, chances are they're not going to be able to tell you over the phone. You know, we have a lot of people that call all the time and say, my dog's doing this. Do I need to bring it in? Well, we don't know because we can't see it.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, there are safe places to look for information and articles, but you just need to get with your vet and find out, you know, what they recommend.
Of course, some of this relates to just information that you get on the internet in general, and is it reliable or not? And one of the things that they mentioned here that I think is very helpful is that does this seem reasonable, or is it just completely out of left field?
Yeah, exactly. And that's something that I kind of tell my kids because, you know, there's so much information. Back in the day, like if somebody told you something, and I've even become a skeptic where if a person tells me something completely un-vet related and it kind of sounds like totally out there.
Right.
Then I ask for their sources. I'm like, where did you hear that?
Yeah.
And, you know, they think I'm questioning them, but then they're like, well, I heard it on a podcast, or I saw a YouTube video. And it's like, well, you know, I mean, even people now are just regurgitating things that they're seeing online, whether it be something that, you know, is applies to a pet or a person. And it's kind of terrifying because then it's like, well, my neighbor said that. This.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have people argue with me about that, what their neighbor said. And I'm like, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then also another thing that'll be helpful is like your veterinarian or vets that you know or like or vet shows that you watch. I mean, subscribe if you like looking on Facebook or Instagram or whatever. Subscribe to all their pages because really when something is critical, like this whole heart disease and food, you know, thing, that relationship, or there's, say, I'm going to tell everybody in Hunt County we're seeing lots of cases of distemper or whatever. Subscribe to those things because they are going to share things and articles that you can trust and that you know are applicable to your environment and the situation that you're in. Because Facebook is just this, you know, rabbit hole that you can fall down into and you start clicking on one thing and it just gets out of control.
Right.
So,
Carrie, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone line again.
Anytime.
All right. Dr. Carrie McCreary, co-owner of the Greenville Animal Hospital. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.